Moed Katan, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ein lochen botim, one cannot buy houses, avodim, slaves, uvehema, or behema, el tzorach hamoed, unless he's buying them for the tzorach of the moed. Or tzorach hamocher, she'en lo ma yochel. Or he's buying them for the tzorach of the mocher, the seller has nothing to eat with, so he's doing him a favor by buying them off of him, so then the seller has money to buy food on yontif, because the whole purpose is, the tachlis is that the seller should have money to buy, and that's l'tzorach l'chol moed. Or he's buying it for the needs of the seller, really, even if he's not buying it l'tzorach chol moed, but he knows the seller doesn't have money, and the seller needs money to buy food for chol moed, so that's why he's buying it off him, and now the seller will have money and have the ability to buy food to eat on chol moed. That's also mutter. Ein mefanami bias l'bias. One cannot clean out and move around items like clothing or grain, which require a lot of tircha, from one house to another house, and we're dealing specifically with a house that's far away from this house, therefore it's a tircha. Avo mefanu hu l'chatzero, but you're allowed to move it, the Rav even says, to a different house in a chatzer, meaning you could take, let's say, clothing or grain, and you can carry it from your house and move it to a different house, and you're walking through the chatzer. The only issue is if you would go and take it and try to carry it outside the chatzer through Rishus HaRabim to another house, that's a problem derech Rishus HaRabim, because that's further away and it's more of a tircha. And it also seems, the Rav points out, that when it's just through a chatzer, it's more private. Mashen came when it's done derech Rishus HaRabim, everybody sees it. So that's another issue. Besides the fact that it's more of a tircha, everybody also sees you doing it. Ein mevin kelim beis ha'uman. One cannot bring kelim from the beis ha'uman. The Rav says we're only dealing with kelim that are not needed for the tzarech of the moed, but things that are needed for the tzarech of the moed, for chol moed, whether it's pillows, kosos, anything that could be used for chol moed, that is mutter. But if it's not for the needs of the moed, you can't bring it from the house of the craftsman, because since it's not something that was needed for chol moed, if you're going and bringing it out of this guy's property on Chol Moed, everybody will think that you actually paid him to do work for you today on Chol Moed for something that's not needed on Chol Moed. Im choshesh lehem, but if you're concerned about the articles that are by the Uman and you want to get it out of there, either because you're afraid, like the Rav says, it's going to be stolen, or the craftsman, the Uman, may rent it out and you don't trust him, or things like that. So you want to get it out of there. Mefanim l'chatzar cheres. In that case, even if it's not something that's l'tzarech hamoed, you're allowed to bring it to a different chatzar, Tfarsal explains. And if that's not possible, you can privately bring it back to your house.